Hello, you're listening to Hugo Talks. I see this story yesterday getting some traction in the fake stream media, and like everything else that's in the media, it's usually there for a reason. It's been picked out from local news sites to highlight nationally, and as I've said before, there is a focus on many stories now, a focus on Christianity. Here we see, I was stunned and upset. Retired chaplain, 77, was banned from wearing a half-inch Christian cross while volunteering at a hospice. So basically the story here is that there is this chaplain, Derek Timms, who was caring for terminally ill patients at a Birmingham Marie Curie hospice, something he had been doing for 5 years apparently. And it turns out that in September, a new minister in charge of this hospice, it says he had told him that the tiny cross that he wore, he was told he was not allowed to wear it as it might create a barrier between him and the patients, it says here. He was told no religious symbols should be worn by those engaged in spiritual care. It continues, Mr. Timms vowed to keep the cross as it showed he was a Christian chaplain and questioned whether the same rule applied to Sikhs with turbans and Muslims wearing a burqa or prayer dress. I mean, to be fair, can you imagine them telling someone to stop wearing the crescent and star symbol for Islam, or the hand symbol for Sikhism, or the star for Judaism, or the Dharma wheel for Buddhism? Can you imagine seeing an article about someone being told to remove one of those? I don't think you're going to see that. Anyway, it says here he refused to remove the cross, and he was told he would not be allowed back in the hospice unless he removed it, and that he then needed to undergo retraining, whatever that means. So he refused and they told him to quit, and then he went off and he went to a Christian legal center apparently, and eventually he got an unreserved apology from the charity Marie Curie, and it admitted it had no policy on banning such things, but he hasn't gone back since. Now, like anything we see in the fake stream media, you have to question this story. Is it for real? Well, I've got no reason to think not. It's probably a local news story that the mainstream have latched on upon, picked on it because they want to highlight this story, because as I've said before, there is an anti-Christian agenda forthcoming. It's already started, and this acts as a way of just bringing this again to people's attention. You will probably see similar types of stories on this topic. It's how they work. And with this story, it's just to raise heightened sensitivity just around the simple premise of someone wearing a cross. It's a topic and they are highlighting it because I feel it's very possible at some point in the future, there will be some form of event in the future that will be attributed somehow to what they may try and label Christian extremism. And then the agenda will really be pushed. This is a story just to put that subject, just to put it in the hat, to throw it in the hat, into the mixing bowl, just to plant the seed into the masses' mind for a later date. Because that is what the media are doing, molding and manipulating the public's consciousness, okay? Now, the fake stream media anticipate that the masses will take this and other stories, a lot of the time, just take it at face value. They won't look at it in a deeper way. For example, you remember these stories of the Satanic Temple in America and how this group, they say they want to put a Baphomet statue in a public park, or they want to have a satanic after school club at a certain local school. And then this gets featured on the fake stream media in America. That would be fake Fox News and Tucker Carlson, right? And it's promoted on these media platforms in order to cause uproar from the public, who then complain and say, no, this is out of order. What has the world become, etc.? Then the Satanic Temple then argue, well, we are a religion. If you can have an evangelical Christian after school club, then why can't we have one? This is not fair. This is not equality. And then they threaten legal action, cause a big fuss. And then what happens is that the school or council or whatever, then they back down and they say, look, we don't need this hassle. We will just cancel all religious themed events at the school. And that's what it's really all about. It's not like these organizations think that they are going to convert children into devil worshippers. Their strategy is that they want to stop any form of religious event. Well, I say any, it's most specifically Christian events. They want to wipe it out of the curriculums. They want to wipe the slate clean. Make it so that any showing or event of a religious kind is seen as something that may prove to be controversial or offensive and to be avoided. And this is a strategy and a collusion between the media companies and these organizations, okay? They want a one world religion. And this is one of their strategies to push down Christianity as it's the biggest one in the Western world. And this is what you are seeing with the promotion of this story. It's drawing people's attention to a man simply wearing a cross and how that has caused an issue at a charity. Just to show how ridiculous these charities are, if you look at Marie Curie and their website, well, the first thing I notice is the yellow and blue everywhere. And I mean everywhere. Then if you check out their chief executive, the boss, Matthew Reed, he used to be the director of Christian Aid, a Christian charity. And here is Marie Curie telling a chaplain that he can't wear a cross for spiritual work tending to people who are terminally ill. Yeah? Crazy. So anyway, I'll just finish up with this comment from a recent video post, a video about the Hegelian dialectic, the way the control freaks always try to get you to pick a side. The comment was, "Never pick a side. The truth is the cross in the middle. The way, the truth, and the life. The Hegelian dialectic takes this one out." I wonder why. As always, thanks for listening. Come and subscribe to hugotalks.com if you want to keep up to date on all video uploads. And I'll see you later.